David HaMelech says,
his relationship with Hashem was like a tinok, feeding from his mother. So we said we'll do the story with the Balatanya. Let's see it inside. The Supra Balatanya, Shebebei Milchomis Napoleon, Vahatsa Harusi. Napoleon was somehow having a war with the Russian Tsar. Said it?
Yeah.
Hutl Oitzal Shchunat Magurov, Ein Yoitziva Ein Bo. There was a curfew. You know how to come in? Balatanya Sheshakur Kula Bavaydis Hashem Lo Yadem Umal Kach. Nobody SMS'd the Bala Tanya to tell him there was a curfew. He didn't know. So he went, like every day. Shu gets up, he goes to the mikveh, he goes to Davin, whatever. So they chapped him. Thank you very much. They're breaking the curfew. Hakatzina Chayka Sholo Torebi Lana Lachta Bashak Ko Mugdemes. Excuse me, where were you going so early in the morning? Vavalatanya Eshiv Loyoda. I don't know. Bashel Chuvosa Muzura Ichrita Chayke Kivadai Maragelu. Such a strange answer. So the interrogator decided it must be he's a spy. Vaviret Chakirosa Lemfaked Eloy. Spies, you send up to the big guy. Hamafached bereisel afon of Adam nosh v'ponim. This interrogator, the senior interrogator, sees in front of him an intelligent-looking human being. The Balatanya must have made an impression on you. You saw the Balatanya, but Tommy, he made a roshim. Haven kein advarim pshutim. Understood the law. As he said to him, Rebbe, ma pirush lo yodaya. What do you mean lo yodaya? Adam Chocham, a wise man like you gets up, he goes for a walk, he doesn't know where he's going. Heshiv lo Balatanya. Adam Achein Eini Yodei Lan Hu Alech. The person really doesn't know where he's going. I need a time, Michashavti, Ke Alech Le Beit HaKnesses, Lil Moideli Palel. I thought I was going to the Beit Knesset to go learn and daven. Vinei Ani Nimtza Atab, Beis Asor. Look, I'm sitting in prison. I don't know where I was going. When I got up this morning and I walked outside the house, I don't know where I was going. I thought I was going to shulim. Look, I'm in jail. So I don't know where I was going. I need lo yoda. Vosheri banu. Habotach Hashem yoda ki ein toikef letachniyot anushit. Person knows there's no guarantee that your plans are going to be fulfilled. Rakatachnit shemesada reboini shalaylo. Only a Kodesh Baruch Hu's plans get fulfilled. Kishimema. Same today. We just don't see it so clearly. We don't see the Ananakovit saying, okay, get up now, we're moving. You know, the Ananakovit stops, park here. We don't see it so clearly. Well, if you look carefully, you'll see that everything we're doing, Hashem's running the world. And therefore we have to learn this from the Parsha of the Mon. Kishem shebemeshach 40 shana lo dagu bnei Yisrael es daiges hamachar mikoyach bitchoinem v'Hashem. Just like the Yidden there didn't worry about what's going to be tomorrow because of the betochen they had in Hashem. Kamo kein ata kol yodi honu kegomol ala imoy. We're also kegomol ala imoy. Ketinek she'en yodei mai daige klal. The baby doesn't understand daigas. He doesn't have worries. Kegomol ala imoy. That's what we have to be. Kegomol ala imoy. Work. Shalach. Mm-hmm.
sure he means football.
No.
He does. Yeah. Thank you very much.
How do you say hello?
Hello, good morning.
That's it?
Yeah, cheerio means good morning.
Really?
Yes.
That's
good. Do it.
Try to be multilingual. What a girl.
Sorry, it's like two lines a page. It's off the case, I'm sure.
Terrible.
Closer. After the Mon falls, so Moshe says, "V'yemer Moshe l'Aaron, kach tzinzenes achas, take a little jar, v'ten shomay mala ha'omer mon, put in there an omer of the mon, v'hanach ha'isel lifnei Hashem, and put it in front of Hashem means in the kodesh in the aron kodesh, lemishmeres ledoyrei seichem as a memory, a remembrance, ledoyrei seichem." Says Rashi, what's the doyrei seichem? The sense of this Rashi. I was waiting for them to do that. They left it out. Oh, yeah, it is. No, it's still there. Look at that. Okay. Says Rashi, ledoyrei seichem bimei Yirmiyahu. In the times of Yirmiyahu. Kashe Yirmiyahu mochichim lama ein atem oiskim b'Torah. Yirmiyahu is going to go and give the people to Chocho. Why aren't you learning Torah? The Beis HaMikdash is about to be destroyed. Lama atem oiskim b'Torah v'im oimrim. And they'll say to him, Mr. Novi, naniach malach teinu v'nasok b'Torah meichen nispar nos. You want us to leave our work and go learn Torah? What do we eat? Where's the panasa going to come from? You'll go up to the Beis HaMikdash, you'll take out the tzenaman, and you'll show them the mon. And you'll say to them, Amalehem, Atem ru dvar Hashem, Shomalo Amal ele ru. Bezen isparna isenu avoseichem. Doesn't say you heard about the mon, it says you saw the mon. With this, your ancestors were misfarnest. Ha beshluchim yesh lemakim leichin mozen lirayov. There's plenty of agencies, means that Hashem has to provide food for those that fear Him. This is a Navi talking and he doesn't make too much sense, does he? Why did he have to go to the Beis HaMikdash to go take out the little tzenet mon to show the people? Because there's no mon falling. Where was the last place there was mon? Was in the museum. You had to go to the Beis HaMikdash and take out the little thing and say, yeah, your fathers, they saw it. It doesn't say they heard about it, they saw it. It's lovely, but I haven't seen it. This is Bimei Yirmiyahu. And where did you get that man from? You had to take it out of cold storage. Because there's no man falling today. So what are you hacking me? Leave my business and go learn Torah or whatever. You show me the mon. Maze Ozeli Amon. There's no mon falling today, Rabbi. I don't understand what Yirmiyahu is talking about here. He's coming to answer their question. When they say to Yirmiyahu, you want us to leave our work and go learn Torah, what are we going to eat? Says Yirmiyahu, what are you talking about? Look, there's the man. They'll say back to him, excuse me, Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu a Novi, you're supposed to be a Novi, you don't even know what's going on in this world, let alone the next world. There's no man falling now. So what is your answer then? Habashluchin yesh lemokim. Hashem has plenty ways to provide, but also for those who have Yerusha Shem. Mechilta. There is mon falling today.
That's why you have to learn Parsha Saman.
It's for Irat Shamayim.
Hab shluchim lemakom lahachin mezaynav lereyov. Everybody has a yereyov. There's dagas of yereyov. I'm not saying not. There's dagas of yereyov that the Rambam discusses that looks exactly like Avos Hashem. In fact, it's hard to see where there's a difference. In Achinami, there's dagas, but everybody has a yereyov Hashem. Nobody has not a yereyov Shemayim. Hab mokom, hab shluchim lemakom. There's plenty of ways to bring people panosa. You have to mechazek yourself with Parsha Saman, because that's the marshal. You have to see the man. Means we have to read Parsha Saman. We can't go up to the base. I mean, they should take out the man and look at it. You have to read Parsha Saman. And mechazek, it's not a segula. It's not you read Parsha Saman and money falls out of the sky. A little segula. You have to read Parsha Saman to mechazek your betochen and imunah that you see that's all from Hashem. And then go out and do whatever ishtadus you have to do for whatever reason, and then know that your panosa will come from Hashem or not. Hashem doesn't want you to have panosa, you want every once in a while, you have, but nothing you can do to change that. Pashtus. Okay. That's Pashas Hamon. The next paragraph is entitled Hishtadlus Amitis V'Nochayna. True and correct Hishtadlus. Mevies Adam the Dvakas Bashem Tmidis brings a person to constant Shivisa Hashem Negdi Tomid. A Klalo Ilahu Shachai Munuva Betochen, Haim Varak Haim Mahavin Aruva Lishalvas Anevish Regia. Everything we've been saying here is Lamaisa, the first paragraph of the Chovas Alavavas and Shara Betochen, that Betochen and Betochen in Hashem is the only thing that can give a person any sense of tranquility, of Menuchas Anevish. And today, let's just call it sanity. Being sane, being healthy, a normal human being. When a person walks with betochen or betmimus, and I'm talking about realistic betochen where he's holding, not where he wishes he was holding. Yad beyad im HaKadosh Baruch Hu, machshavoysa v'tchunoysa v'mekabeles esa izun anachon. Then a person's thoughts and his plans and what he does and how he does it gets the correct balance. Starts looking normal. He has to make ishtadlus. And that's it. You have to do more than you have to do. What's going to come to him is going to come to him no matter what. So put that aside. That's not your problem. You can turn the world upside down. If it's not coming to you, it's not coming to you. Sometimes Hashem wants to give it to you, but he doesn't want it to look like an open miracle. So he puts a chuk in your cup for you to make more ishtadlus, and suddenly you get more panasa. There's nothing to do with you doing more ishtadlus that gave you the more panasa. It's just Hashem doesn't want money to fall out of the sky and land in your dining room table. So he puts a chicken in your cup for you to whatever, go sell plastic bottles and then you go, whatever. So sometimes it's hard to know whether the ishtadlus is the cause or whether the ishtadlus is actually the toitzah. Okay. Because we have kashas, we don't see the break. We see the connection between ishtadlus and panasa very clearly. Now then again, you have exceptions, you know, which wake you up. But ishtadlus eini mo'ila ele muchreches. Ishtadlus doesn't help, but you have to do it. Li ishtadlus leish toichen bifnei atzmo. This is the nakuda we need to get clear. We've said it many times here. Ishtadlus has its own bifnei atzmo minei obey purpose. It has nothing to do with panasa. Gavim eloi o'ila. Even if it doesn't do anything for panasa, you still have to make ishtadlus because the ishtadlus has its own purpose. According to him, according to others, whatever, you can put them all together and make one big nice cholent out of why we make ishtadlus, because they're all true lamaisa. Yeah, not a stira. Mataras ishtadlus leparsem Hashem Hashem bo'ino. The goal of ishtadlus is to make a kiddush Hashem. Ketzed yede Adam ba'eza oifen ala lefasem b'shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo'ilam. How do you know in what way you should be mefasem? What's your tafkid? How are you supposed to be mefasem shmoy shel Hashem bo'ilam? Lefi atzrochim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazmin lo. Based on the needs that Hashem gives you. We all have needs. We're very needy. But don't deny that we're very needy. We need a lot of stuff from Hashem every day. no creature in the world more needy than a human being. So how do you know what your ikkar? Because that's what Hashem tells you. He shows by your lacks what your where you're supposed to be working. If he's lacking in panosa, then obviously you have to make ishtadlis there, because that's what Hashem wants from you. And to bring Makanishem Shemaim in the workplace. If he's lacking health, God forbid, then obviously his ishtadlis is in that area. Be Makanishem Shemaim at the doctor, at the hospital. Sometimes in one day you have to do a lot of these different things. Girls looking for a shidduch, whatever. The ishtadlis that he makes. Okay, each subject has its own shulchan aruch of why we make ishtadlis, where we make ishtadlis. Do you have to make ishtadlis? All different. When it comes to panosa, everybody says you have to make ishtadlis. And no one today says you don't have to make ishtadlis. Unless you, from the Reb Shimon Bayah, your chayniks, and there the Gemara he says plenty try to live like that and work masliach. So today our achas kama v'kama. When it comes to shidduchim, it's not so much poshut how much ishtadlis, where, whatever. It's different. When it comes to health, ishtadlis is on a higher level. We have to make each one has its own halachas, and you have to know them. B'derech zu kol ha'ishtadlis mo'ile b'tchuma lefasim Hashem Hashem b'fnei kol boi tevel. At the end of the day, all these ishtadlises are supposed to lead to a kiddush Hashem. That's really what they're supposed to be. When you finish with shidduchim, people should turn around and say, wow, you know, I really wish my daughter could marry into a home like that. Oh, wow, that's an amazing guy. That's an amazing girl. As opposed to, oh, jeez, I can't. Baruch Hashem, I'd have to see my mechutin again after the Sheva Brocha. You don't want them saying that about you. You know what I'm saying? You have to say it about him, that's fine. But you don't want them saying that about you at the end of the day. You know, it's whatever you're doing, you're at the doctor, you're at the hospital. You could be Makarim Shem Shemaim, and you can be... You're on an aeroplane somewhere. You can make a Kiddush Hashem. You can make the opposite. Many, many, many. First of all, what do we have to do? You have to internalize this. It's very nice that we know it and we've heard about it, but you have to work to get it into your kishkas. Now everything you're doing takes on a whole new meaning, a whole new depth. Everything a person's doing is begetting ishtadlis. And all he worries about is doing the Rotzen Hashem. So now, 24 hours a day, he's doing Rotzen Hashem. When he goes to sleep at night, if he says it, he says Kriya Shema Lamita properly, and he knows why he's going to sleep, then while he's sleeping, he's been makayim the Rotzen Hashem, it's a Kiddush Hashem. When he's in the bank, he knows why he's in the bank. He has to be Makarish Hashem. Wherever he is, he's in the Makolet. Everything you're doing, you're putting in gas, you're putting in there. Everybody knows the story about the dwarf at the gas station. Yeah, famous story at the gas station. Yeah. What are you guys doing? there was a very choshev rov, I think in Lakewood. I can't remember his name now. Rebbe, whatever. Rosh Hashiva, very choshev Talmud Chochem, and he was killed in a car crash, I think. I think it was a car accident. Anybody heard the story? You got anyone then? I don't remember his name either. Anyway, whatever, it comes up in a lot of places. I think Pesach Kron brings the story down. Yoli Gol tells the story. Yeah, but I'm saying where we get it is, I think it's in the Pesach Kron Sefer, and it's on one of Yoli Gol's videos or whatever. Anyway. So the daughter's driving 2 years after the Patira, and she comes into a Tachana Delek, and there's a dwarf there working, putting in the thing. So he looks into the car, and there's a picture, big picture of this girl's father, of the Rav. So the dwarf says to her, why do you have, you know that man? You know who that is? She says, yeah, that was my father. He says, what do you mean, was your father? So she tells him he was killed in a car crash 2 years ago, and the guy bursts out crying.
This Goyish dwarf breaks down crying. She said, you knew my father? He said, I've been waiting for 2 years. Do you see him again? She said, what are you talking about? He said, he drove in here 2 years ago to put in gas. He said, so I know that I look funny and most people avoid looking at me. They don't talk to me. They pretend I'm not around because it's uncomfortable from them. Your father came up to me and said, you know, I get so much inspiration from you. The little dwarf said, what are you talking about? He said, you've got a real serious handicap, but it doesn't bother you. You get up early in the morning, you come to work. It must be hard coming to work when people don't talk to you, don't look at you, people are trying to avoid you. I'm going now to my yeshiva. I have a school where I have lots of students or whatever. I'm going to tell them what a giant you are. Look what you do. You make an honest living. You're a fantastic person. So this dwarf said, I've been waiting for 2 years. He said, the guy made me feel tall. He made me feel my whole life. Nobody ever spoke to me like that. I've been waiting for 2 years to see him again. Now you tell me he's dead? God bless that crying. You go putting petrol at a gas station. No, you put gas in at a gas station. Petrol, you put in at a petrol station, at a garage. No, in South Africa, you hope you put in petrol at a petrol station. They don't usually have. It's very often there isn't whatever what you're looking for. But the be that as may, you can be Makadosh Hashem. You can be Makadosh Hashem when you. What a kiddish Hashem. Just because you took 30 seconds to make a dwarf feel tall? My dick. You think you're going to put in gas because you need gas? No, you're going to put in gas because there's somebody there that you need to. What kind of shame, Shammai? There's so many opportunities if you just. We're not awake to it. We want to live our lives like sort of, don't talk to me, don't get in my way, get out of my space, just leave me alone. You watch people, you know, they're like. People are huddling in their daladamas, you know, with a big don't enter or do not disturb sign. You're walking down the street, you're sitting in the waiting room. Watch people in the waiting room. Today with phones, it's not even shaykh to talk about. It's not even shaykh. The woman doesn't even know that her child just fell off the chair and he's crying. She's sitting there looking at the phone. At the waiting room with the doctor, the kid just fell off the chair, he's lying on the floor crying, and she doesn't notice. And you have to control yourself not to get up and hit her. Sorry for... No, I didn't, Baruch Hashem. I was trying to be Makadosh Shem Shemayim, so sort of like looking around hoping someone else will kind of tell her, because if you say anything, I was going to lose it. Anyway. So, but there's opportunities everywhere to be Makadosh Shem Shemayim. Just smile. You know, the butterfly effect. Just set that in motion. Butterfly effect.
It's a culture. I mean, you can walk down the road in a orthodox suburb and nobody will say hello to you.
No one will say hello to you. No, of course not.
You can't say hello to you. It's just positive.
Manuel Feldman has an interesting article on why that is in Eretz Yisrael. Domnikovsky's article. The butterfly effect is if a butterfly flaps his wings here, then the air movement that takes place as a result of that could cause a typhoon in Brazil.
A
typhoon. What are those things called? The hurricane.
A twister.
It's a theory in the world, the butterfly effect. You know, you drop a pebble in the. One of Hamida speaks about in one of his shirim as well. You drop a pebble in a puddle or whatever. So the effect of that has enormous ramifications all over the world, whatever, etc., etc. So they learn it into Ishtalis or whatever, you know. So you go into the post office and instead of screaming at the lady or, you know, everyone shouting and pulling and shoving or whatever, and you are very nice and pleasant to her, so she might not scream at her husband tonight when she gets home. And, you know, the kids might get a decent meal then and tuck, tuck, tuck. And it's all because of you. All because of you. Enormous impact we have on the world of people we don't even know about sometimes. We don't know sometimes. The year that was davening at the Kosher to build a shul in Dallas. Rabbi Rudin's shul got built because of a yidin. Oh man. Yeah. The old stories. What am I doing? I'm telling stories on a Wednesday. It's a story time. There was a secular Jew came from America to visit Israel. And he went to the Kosher. And he was very taken up by a Yerushalmi yid davening at the Kosher. It was Marshall. It was like, this guy was mamash. He could see somebody mamash in a deep communion with his creator. And he was very taken about. He didn't want to disturb the guy, whatever. He felt like he really wanted to go up to the guy and just give him money or something. But he didn't want to, obviously, create the moment.
So he asked the whatever the guy that was with him from Dallas, from Houston. I don't know where this is.
Rabbi Rudin is in Dallas.
He's in Dallas. His son lives here, no? In Ramat Beit Shemesh. There's a Rudin that lives here. I think it's his son. Anyway, whatever. So he asked this guy, where would this Yerushalmi Yid be comfortable davening in Dallas? So the guy said, Rabbi Rudin's shul. Rabbi Rudin told the story over at the Levaya for this guy. Turn the clock forward. Rabbi Rudin gets a call one day from a person that he knows. Be'erach, he pops into shul now and again, but he's not like one of the staunch members or Shomer Shabbos members of Kehillah. He wants to come and see him. Fine. That's what rabbis do. So the guy comes in and he tells him, I want to, you know, the shmooze or whatever. And he says, I want to make a donation to your shul. Well, fine, whatever. He's waiting for the guy to take 10 bucks out of his shul, you know, like that stocker box goes around, whatever. He says, no, I want to give you $3,000. I just don't have a check on me now, but tomorrow I'll bring you a check. So Rabbi Rudin went, yeah, beside the gomor. It's another thing that rabbis do. They listen to promises that never get maccabed, you know. That's anyway, the next hour, the guy walks in and he says, you know what, I've decided I'm going to up it to $5,000. He didn't check for $5,000. In those days, it was a massive donation. Nice questions. Lat, this guy started walking. He lived quite a distance away. And he started walking to Shul on Shabbos. And lat, he became, I don't know, the prati. He became a very active member of the Shul. And he donated a lot of money to the upkeep of the Shul and the building, whatever. So if Yomov, he took very ill and he was nifta, relatively young man or whatever. And his family, Ilanishmas, built the new shul, built Rabbi Rudin's new shul in Dallas. I've never been there, but apparently it's a very impressive. How did this all start? Because this guy saw somebody davening at the Kaisel, the way you're supposed to daven. Now this Yerushalmi is going to get to Shammai, and look what's waiting for him. Every tefillah that was ever said in that shul, that somebody, because of the beautiful building, davened a little bit of a better tefillah, whatever. It's all his schus, it's all his merit. You don't have an opportunity, you don't even know, he doesn't even know that he did it. And chas v'chilek could be the opposite. It could be it's terrifying, it could be the exact opposite as well. Very, very careful. Rav Mordechai Miller tells a moedik ha-maisa. Once we're on stories and you've distracted me anyway, might as well. Rav Mordechai Miller tells a moedik story. Rav Dessler once called him in and said to him, because of you, a bocha is not going to go to yeshiva. Not going to go to yeshiva. Rav Mordechai Miller, what did I do? How did I stop a bocha not going to yeshiva? Chas v'chalila. Rav Mordechai Miller was, you listen to yeshirim. He's a big chassid of sending people to yeshivas. What are we talking about? He ran a sem for how many years so that bochrim would have who to marry you, girls that wanted to send guys in learning. So Rav Miller said, you have a cousin, Yankel or whatever. So he says, yeah, but I haven't spoken to him in 30 years or whatever. And my Kesha, what did I... He has a son who wanted to go to yeshiva. And I was busy persuading the father to send him to yeshiva. And the father said, no, first you have to go study and get a degree. And then you can go to yeshiva. Very British thing to do, I believe, yeah? You first get a degree, you learn, then you go do whatever you want. You heard that in South Africa as well, right? You first have a panos or whatever, then you go off and get... So the son said no. And Rav Dev said to him, no, because if you go to university, he'll learn whatever, get a degree, he'll never go to yeshiva afterwards. So the cousin turned around and said, why? Mordechai Miller did it. He went to university, got a degree, and now he's in yeshiva. So Rav Miller said, you see, without even knowing, without having done anything, I stopped someone going to yeshiva. He says, so I told the story, one of the bochrim came to give me a bit of nechama. There was a bocha who had in those days, a very sophisticated tape recorder. If you want to know what it is, ask somebody a bit older than me. I also don't know what they are, before my time. So it broke down, so he needed someone to fix it. So there was a technician guy that whatever, he came, he fetched it, he took it, he fixed it, he brought it back. He wanted him to pay him. I said, you know, I'm paying till I see that it works. The guy said, no, have you got a cassette? So the bocha happened to have six of Ramotcha Miller's shirim on Shari Tshuva. On the Shari Tshuva, Ben Yoni Shari Tshuva. So he put it into for the guy to test or whatever, and he listened and listened and listened and listened. He said to me, you got any more of these? Secular guy. So he said, yeah, I happen to have the full set of six. He said, can I borrow them? So he went through all of them and he came up on Tshuva.
So here's another thing. You gave a shiur in Gateshead, and a guy in America is sitting in his dormitory listening to a shiur, whatever, and he becomes a Bolshevik from that. So many. So those are things we don't know about, but at least the things we know about, if a person just understands, I'm not here because I want to be, I'm here because for some reason Hashem put me here. So just be careful, you know, somebody might be watching. Not only that, you make a kiddush Hashem. So many opportunities, it's a whole, taken a whole different life. Going to the bank doesn't have to be a torturous experience now. It can actually be quite pleasant. I'm oisek b'mitzvah. Kulu second I'm in the bank. I'm oisek b'mitzvah. Smile, please, hello, be nice, treat the guy like a mensch. At the supermarket, wherever you are. But it requires the awareness. We're so busy doing what we're doing. I'm at the Makolet not because I'm trying to be Makad Hashem Shammai. I'm at the Makolet because my wife phoned me and at the worst possible time, and there was no parking, and I'm late for a meeting, and I rush into the Makolet and grab what I need, and the woman at the till's working very, very slowly and whatever, and I'm getting irritated. Or she's on her phone, yet talking to... You've heard those conversations. Do me a favor. And you get and we forget why we're in the Makolet. It's not because your wife phoned you because she needs whatever. You're the Makolet because Hashem needs you to be there right now for some spiritual reason. It takes a lot of training to get this right.
Yeah.
Birkas of Rabbit 5.
Good.